We sent a team in on the west side. They made entry into the basement, where I'm pretty sure that the fire started was in the basement of the house. We did have a team go in on the south end later on, and at that point the integrity had been jeopardized on the house, and we couldn't afford for anybody to be in there. The ground floor in the house had fallen through. The second story then shortly after, it got hot enough in there, it started to fall up over the kitchen. And at that point, we were just on an exterior attack, but we had to wait for it to burn up through to get a hole in it. Otherwise, we would have never been able to get to it to get it put out. Everything would have just fallen in, and we would have been. So we had to wait for the fire to move through the house, get up in the ceiling of the roof of the structure, and then get through so we could let it fall in, because we had structure that's probably, the house to the south of it is probably 10-15 feet from that house, and we had hoses over there trying to keep that house from not catching that on fire. And I know they have a ton of smoke damage.